Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 357 for 28 October 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing a web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account and do all kinds of neat stuff with it. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net.
I wouldn't even give them the option.
It's kind of standard practice on many nets up here. Anyway, I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information we like to get from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, we'll pass on that. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it, on EchoLink node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control station to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Let's see, where am I here? Okay, we like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's topic, I had something happen to me recently. I was, in a shack here, and I was monitoring the 2-meter repeater, and I heard a local ham in his car come on asking for someone to make a 911 call for him. Okay, so I replied thinking that, maybe he had had an accident or something, needed help. But he just needed to report, he was on the interstate highway and there was some debris in the road causing a hazard, and he just wanted to report that so that, whoever would take care of it. So it was a relatively routine matter, but yeah, you hear stories about this kind of thing happening that is a lot more serious, involving life or death situations of, people caught in blizzards and all kinds of nasty, bad things there. And so the topic this week is, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been minding your own business in the shack and you heard something on a repeater or on Simplex and you were able to relay a message or something for someone who had no other way to call for help? Do you have any stories like that? That's this week's topic here. Now, let me reset the timer here. Noting that we've got, we have a lot of stations here tonight, so this looks like it's going to be a nice net. I think there's only one station that I see here who has not been here before. So just for that station's benefit, I'm using the IBM PC Windows EchoLink client, and so on my dashboard I see the stations that are connected to the conference, and I'm going to run down the list right now. I see PY2BIL, K6EAU, KQ4MII, KC1TCA, VK6VQQ, KF6GPE, and AD0QM. Is that right? Am I reading it? I can't read my own handwriting here. What does this say? Yes, AD0QM. Sorry. Anyway, so all of those stations are already on my check-in list, and they do not have to do anything. If there's somehow somebody who is listening to me, and I did not give their call sign just now, come forward now with your call sign so I can add you to my list. Right. I wasn't expecting anything. What does happen occasionally is that we'll have other conferences connected to this conference. And in that case, I cannot see who is on that other conference. And so I have to allow for other stations out there that I cannot see to come in and check it. So that's the explanation for why I do that. Right. So I guess it's time to go down my list here. Now, the list I just read was the current ordering of the stations on the dashboard, and that fluctuates because anytime somebody transmits, they bump up to the top of the dashboard list. But what I do is I'm jotting down the call signs on my paper log here as they appear, you know, chronologically. So the order that I'm going to call upon stations to speak is a little bit different from the order that I just read off of the dashboard. So anyway, enough yammering here. First on my list is N4RNW. Okay, actually I see now that he's not in the dashboard anymore, so he must have had to leave the shack there and do something else. So, all right, moving along. How about VK6BQQ?
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Yeah, I see the screen here, and I guess he disappeared on Florida, but he'll be back maybe. But we do have a couple of news stations in here. I noticed that K6EAU, I gave him a welcome, but yeah, all good. Yeah, lots of situations over the years where people have actually used the radio and made comments and sort of things. But, yeah, we've had a few traffic incidents, and people have responded, and we've been able to select and do what was necessary. So there is a few things that we had over the years, but a good topic, and we appreciate it. AB9FJ of VK6BQQ. Good morning.
Okay. Thank you, Reg. Let's see, next on my list is, well, let me make a note here that I see that the November Bravo Zero X-Ray Dash Lima Gateway is here today. It's been absent for a while, so maybe Matthew has been working on it, and maybe there's some new features or some fixes or whatever. So if you are a DMR-capable station, you might want to give a try. Let's see, what's our news, our talk group, 31, oh gosh, it's been so long since I even mentioned it, 31650, is that it? 31650, yes. Yeah. So, if you can do DMR, you might give that talk group a try, see if you can gateway, or follow, you know, go through the gateway and access the net here. Maybe not today, but maybe next week. Anyway, but who's next on my list here? PY2BIL, hi.
Hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil, SDF username G. Canary. So, yeah, about that topic from the net, for the net today, interesting topic. Unfortunately, I never had experience or near that experience, as you mentioned, Wayne, at the beginning. So I can't mention too much about it. I know that other individuals have that, especially on the highways, as you mentioned, right, which I'm not a lot on. And but more than on ham radio, they say from CB. CBers, there are a lot of truckers that use CB, so they mentioned some experience in that sense on the CB bands. So that's unfortunately all I have to say about it. So back to you. This is PY2BIL.
Well, that makes me wonder, is Brazilian CB the same as American CB? Is it on the 27 megahertz band? Do you need a license for it? Does it have the same kind of, outlaw mystique about it that we have here in the United States? Just a quick description of what CB is like in Brazil.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. You don't need a license. You just need to register with the authority that you have one, right? Low power, right, 27 megahertz. It has a lot more channels as in the U.S. I think they have about 80 channels. So it's the bandwidth is larger there, right, for them. But yeah, and as I mentioned, the truckers use that a lot, but there are also a lot of hams on it. So it's they say it's a lot of fun. I've never tried it. So back to you. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Guillermo. Good to know. Next on my list here is Kilo 6 Echo Alpha Uniform. Welcome to the net.
Good evening there. Happy to join you all. If you could just give me a quick audio report, I want to make sure my levels are coming through okay.
You sound marvelous.
All right. Well, thanks for that. Operator name here is Bo. I spell Bravo Echo Alpha Uniform. I'm in Hayward, California. Just joined SDF on recommendation of a friend of mine, and my username there is Bravo Alpha Mike Bravo. So very nice to catch y'all. I saw that the net was happening today, so good timing on that. Also take part in a regular net here locally on a repeater N6 NFI, and there's an EchoLink node, Whiskey 6 Romeo Echo Kilo dash Romeo, so folks can also find me there often. Let me reset. As to your question, I don't have a personal story to relay, but a friend of mine and I, K1OKS, we both participate in supporting Parachute Mobile, where we have some skydiving hams, and we do some radio operations from the ground to coordinate activities. And they were stationed up on top of Mount Diablo, and we're driving back down after the latest operation had concluded last weekend, and came across a biker in the road that had been pretty badly hurt. They were able to communicate with another operator who could dispatch via 911 vehicle and helicopter for pickup. And as they were in a fairly remote mountain, there wasn't cellular service available at the direct location, so they were able to provide some communications and get medical services rolling a little faster. K6EAU.
Okay, that's a nice story. And the whole thing about skydiving hams, maybe another time. I'll want to chat with you about that. Okay, thanks for joining us. We do this every week, so you're welcome to come back it's Sunday evening here in the United States, but 0 hour Zulu on Monday, the UTC. Anyway, next on my list here is KF6GPE.
Good day, Wayne and Annette. Name is Ray. Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 6, Golf Papa Echo. My SDF username is my call sign. And I'm in Boulder Creek, California, which is close to Hayward, actually. I'm between Silicon Valley and Santa Cruz up in the Redwoods. I've actually had three experiences that relate to tonight's question. It's a good one, by the way. Two of them getting assistance and one giving assistance. We live up a fairly narrow mountain road, and twice over about the last 4 years, we've had trees come down over the road and take out the power line, the phone line, and the Internet line. In both those cases, I was able to go into the kitchen and get on the ham radio and call on the repeater and ask somebody to call the 911 number and let them know there were power lines down. So that sort of impressed my wife, but no, she hasn't gotten her license yet. Let me let it drop for a second. The third time, I actually got to carry traffic in an emergency. Every year, there's an endurance equestrian ride through the mountains here, leaves from the showgrounds in Santa Cruz and goes up to the mountains. Then it goes back to the showgrounds. And 1 year I was working net control. This was probably 15 years ago. And we usually have two or three riders on the course that have ham radio licenses. They don't participate in the race. They do drag riding to make sure nobody gets lost. And one of them called up on the radio for the net that I was running and said, gee, I smell smoke. I'm going to go look into it. Well, it turns out that she'd stumbled across a small brush fire. So she had a GPS receiver, and she called in the latitude and longitude, and CAL FIRE provides emergency support for medical stuff. So I got to carry a latitude and longitude across the fair showgrounds to the fire truck and tap on the fire truck door and say, gee, you might want to know about this. So I carried more traffic between Claudia and the fire department, the CAL FIRE, for half hour, 45 minutes, till they got an air spotter in the air and got a hand crew in. Unfortunately, it was only about a quarter acre. Nobody was hurt. Claudia smelled like smoke when she got back, but she was fine. But it was really good we were out there that day, and I feel really good about the work we did. So if you don't do Aries here in the United States, you should sign up for Aries. 73 KF6 GPE.
Okay, Ray, thanks for that. That's a good story. I'm glad that things have worked out for you all those times. So anyway, next on my list here is KQ4MII.
AB9FJ with the net. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike India, India. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia, and my SDS login is M Cornet. So, I guess I have a story that's kind of adjacent to the question, not precisely what you asked, but along the same lines as what we just heard from. Today, I worked as part of the ham radio operator cohort for the Marine Corps Marathon, which we had, about 130 hams all told working various points along the race course, shadowing the medical staff and the Marines in charge and passing traffic over a directed net over several repeaters for the entire race this morning. And, I myself at my post, I didn't have to relay anything more critical than the porta potties were locked, and we had to eventually get the U.S. Park Police to come in with bolt cutters and open them up so that people could go. But we definitely did have a few medical incidents. Fortunately, the weather was very cooperative this year. It was kind of around 50 Fahrenheit for most of the race, and so good running weather. But we had a liaison to D.C. Fire and EMS, as well as the Arlington, Virginia Fire and EMS for the Virginia side of the course, and were able to get a few people taken care of that came to us with cramps or other ailments that you might expect from a marathon runner. So overall, that was a pretty fulfilling experience. I think I'll do it again next year. It was also a very long day, so I'm kind of tired, but it's a good tired. So I'll send it back to Net. This is KQ4MII.
Okay. Well, that's another good story, Mark. Hold on a sec. I didn't spill bong water on my papers, but I had a little issue here. All right. That's, all right. A good story there, and good work on supporting the marathon there. Let me acknowledge that we have a new station who has joined us, Kilo Delta 9, Kilo Quebec, Quebec. Listen only. Okay, so I guess I'll mark that down as kind of a maybe a half check-in or something like that. But anyway, welcome to the net here, even if you can only listen. I thought I had something else to say there, but all right, let me just make a note here. All right, next on my list here is KC1TCA. I think it's been a while since you've joined us, so welcome back.
KC1TCA here. Thanks, Wayne. My name is Rich. I'm in East Falmouth, Massachusetts, and my SDF login username is Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray. I have not had an experience like the ones that you've described. I haven't been doing this for very long, so I just probably haven't done it. But like Mark, I have been involved with a couple of marathons and some of the other events where the hams are involved with relaying information on the state of things and keeping track of people to make sure that injuries get taken care of. And it's pretty rewarding. It's pretty fun. But it is, like Mark said, it's pretty exhausting. So I don't know. But we'll see. In the future, I am involved with ARIES, or I'm trying to get involved with ARIES, and so there's going to be opportunities for that stuff. I'm going to try to make sure that I'm ready. And that's it. Back to you, Wayne. Thanks.
Okay, fine business, Rich. I also volunteer for the little marathon we have here in Champaign-Urbana compared to the Marine Marathon. And I don't know, it's the use that they make of hams for our marathon is not really very exciting. The last two or three years, actually most of the years that I've participated in it, it involves two hams sitting in a car with their HTs or their mobile radios and just report when they see the first runners go by and when they see the last stragglers go by. And that, so it's kind of boring, but I don't know. What is it? They also serve as stand and wait, so I guess we're just there in case we're needed. Yeah. Okay. for the benefit of the new station, another one has joined us here, November 8, Charlie November, and we've got Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. I think Mike Delta Alpha, that name, the name there sounds familiar. That I think maybe you've been here before. So, but for the benefit of, let's see, NHCN, that call sign is kind of familiar. Maybe you've been here before. But anyway, for the benefit of both of you, I'm going to kind of rewind here and say that I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today, and this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club net. Sierra Delta Foxtrot, and it's a public access Unix system that you can go to sdf.org, get yourself a free account, and do all kinds of neat stuff. And we have a lot of hams who are members of the SDF community. We had so many of them, in fact, that we decided to start our own club. And we don't have a repeater. We're not all located within range of a single repeater. So the obvious choice is to use Echolink as our means of getting together. We also have a mailing list, by the way. Be sure to check that out. Go to sdfarc.org to find out about that. Anyway, we like to have a topic of the week, and this week's topic relates to have you ever used ham radio to assist in a possible emergency situation? You know, I related the experience I had recently where I was at home listening to, monitoring the repeater, and I got a call from a mobile station who needed to contact 911 because he didn't have a cell phone to report debris in the middle of the interstate highway, a hazard situation. So I was able to relay his report to the 911 people, and I presume they sent out the proper people to deal with the situation. So the question is, have you ever had a situation like that? We've heard stories about ham radio saving lives. All right. We've heard stories about ham radio in a similar situation, saving lives and, rescuing people and so forth. So that's kind of what the question is this week. Have you ever had an experience similar to this? So let's see, who's next on my list here? Let's see, we just talked to Rich. AD0QF. Jeff, you kind of came and went there. Try again. Okay, perhaps technical difficulties. We'll come back again shortly. Let's see, next on my list is N8CN. Okay, well, he's still on the dashboard, but maybe he had to step away from the radio. How about Victor Uniform 2, Mike Tango Alpha? No, that's Mike Delta Alpha. Sorry.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. This is Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha, handle Sounder. Sounder calling from India, South India, from the industrial city of Coimbatore. Here, Indian Standard Time, nearing 6 a.m., sir. 6 a.m. Monday morning. Hopefully, a wonderful week ahead here. Likewise, there, you are enjoying your evening. Please let me know your location, country. Mr. Rain, I only understand your handle is Rain and your call sign. Please let me know your location, please. Here, all going good, sir. As such, I am in walking mode. I just started my walking session 5:15 a.m. Going to complete it in a couple of minutes. After that, going to do some breathing exercises like Pranayam Bhastriya and Sat Kriya. After that, going to do some yoga and exercises. Finally, we'll be getting ready to prepare ginger and mint tea in my kitchen. All of you welcome, sir, after 30 minutes to have a cup of tea from my kitchen, my QTH at Coimbatore. All of you welcome, sir. Nothing much particular, sir, due to my speedy walking, my breaths are ups and downs. I apologize for that. Coming here, fine and blasting, sir, thundering like local station in Coimbatore. Nothing much particular. Thank you very much once again. kind permission, I would like to say my 73s to you, to your family, one and all there. Mic back to net control from Victor Network 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Sounder from India. Standing by.
Okay, thank you, Sounder, for joining us this week. As for location, many of us are in the United States, but we have one station in Brazil and another station in Australia. And I think yes, those three countries are represented here. Thanks for adding India to the list. So, let's see. November 8th, Charlie November, are you with us? Okay, we'll try again later. Let me think here. I think I have given everyone a chance here. So, do we have anyone who would like to have a recheck and add to what they said before? Okay, well, we've gone 30 minutes, which is kind of the benchmark for our nets here. We've got, what is it, maybe 10 or 11 check-ins here, people who actually spoke, and a couple of that who were, like, listen-only. I guess I'll let me try one more time. November 8th, Charlie November? Okay, I guess not. So, final call for, comments, rechecks, any additional activity for the net before I wrap it up. AD0QM, I saw you pop up to the top of the dashboard here. Did you try to transmit? Actually, now that I noticed, there are two entries here. We have AD0QM and AD0QM-L. So I think Jeff is doing some experimentation there, but something's not working quite right. So one more try for Jeff. Try again. Okay, I wasn't following. I wasn't looking at the chat there, so I see that Jeff has made a couple of entries in the chat there. Okay, Jeff, you have some technical problems there, so we'll try again next week then. So I'll say that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net. As I said before, because it looks like Matthew might have made some changes to the gateway there, you might want to try the DMR Talk Group 31650. It's kind of late to try to check in. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go, we have Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee has joined us here. He's a regular, usually, so I'm going to wait, and because when you connect to the conference, there's this little ditty. Welcome you to the conference. It takes about, I don't know, 5 or 10 seconds. So by now he's probably listening to me yabber. Hi, Robert. This week's topic is, have you ever either participated in or witnessed ham radio being used in kind of a rescue situation? And I gave the example of, in my case, that happened to me just recently, that I was listening to the repeater, and a mobile ham without a cell phone encountered some problem on the road, and he got on the repeater and asked for someone to call 911 on his behalf. And I was able to relay his report to the authorities, and, you know, it was not a big deal, but that's the kind of thing that it can happen, where lives are saved and, dramatic situation. So the question this week was, have you ever been in that kind of situation, maybe something minor like mine, or maybe something, you know, more serious? So that's the topic this week. So VK2DY, you have the floor.
Yes, good morning, Robert. Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, in northwestern Sydney, actually in Marston Park. Just got done shopping at Costco. I really hate, that's why I was so late here. Just checking out at Costco. Why, people don't seem to work anymore. The place is packed. Anyway, it is what it is. It's also 27 degrees Celsius, 81 Fahrenheit. I'm going to get a couple of degrees more than that, but it's great. So what are you trying to do? I can't think of any emergency situations that I've had to deal with. I've heard of other people talking about this. A lot of people have at different times. Trying to think of, I've never actually practiced anything. So I can't relay other people's stories. When I drive around in the bush, I do carry a VHF TV, which everybody carries in the bush. But I've never had to respond to an emergency for that either. So I'm striking out on this question. Sorry, DK2DY.
Okay, I think it was obvious, but maybe not there. But I guess what I was also asking is, have you ever been in a situation where you were perhaps in your car or on foot, and you did not have a cell phone, or maybe you didn't have cell coverage where you were at, and you needed to get a message out, you know, maybe an emergency message to send an ambulance, or maybe it was just something like, you know, tell your wife that you're going to be late getting home or something like that, and did ham radio assist you in that situation? So, I should have made that clear at the beginning, but anyway, so I'm gonna pass it back to you, Robert, real quick, and then I'm going to open it up to see if anyone else wants to come back and say, oh, well, now that you mention it, you know, kind of reply. So back to you, Robert.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. Coverage is so sparse here, it's difficult to carry a HF transceiver around if you were still walking. So I'm just trying to think exactly. Mine draws a blank at this point. I have never needed it. Used the United States, not legal, it was never legal here, but the United States, they used to have phone patches, and I've used that a couple times in the States to call home or call, basically call home until it was late or something. But that was back 30 years ago now, with mobile phones weren't very popular. So that's about all I can do here. BK2DY, back to them.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert. Have a good day. And I'll go back, and once more, this will be final call for rechecks or additional comments. Please call now. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0038 UTC. 73, everybody.